high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
News Talk Cleveland, WERE, Cleveland Heights, WENZ-HD2, and WZAK-HD3, Cleveland. And streaming live at blackplanetradio.com. This is a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management.
This is for that little child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. And for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story.
You can lean on me.
There's a man, oh yeah, standing on the corner. He has no home. He has no food. And his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
There's a girl searching for a father and a friend, praying that the storm someday will end. But instead of walking away, oh,
we're here this evening. This must be Monday at 5 o'clock because the issues, the people, and the community we're on with leaning on one another. We have a new theme song from Kirk Franklin, leaning on one another. But we're still, thank God that we have each other, and thank God that we're here every Monday. The issues, the people in the community. I'm Pastor Aaron Phillips. Have the proud privilege to be the senior pastor of Sure House Baptist Church, 113 18 Miles Avenue. Best place to be on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And I also have the esteemed privilege to be the executive director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, which is an amalgamation of all of our African-American clergy groups here in the city of Cleveland. And I am very, very excited and proud today because I have two of the most important men in my life in the studio with me today. We are privileged always to have our leader, our dean of preachers, our director, my mentor, my pastor, Reverend Dr. E.T. Kavanis, is here with us today. Say hello to everyone today, Reverend.
Hello, everybody, and I am as ecstatic as you are, my brother, to have the CEO.
Wait a minute, Reverend. No, dude, coming over here all with that whole.
I'm sorry, Reverend. I apologize.
Thank you, Reverend.
I just wanted you to know who I was proud to
wait
have.
Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you, I'm proud to have you here.
All right.
The senior pastor of Greater Abyssinia Baptist Church. And
well,
the president.
Done him first.
And the president of SCLC and the and our director for the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, the chairman of our board. But we are also have in the studio, sitting at my right hand, the president and CEO of First Energy, Mr. Charles Chuck Jones, is right here, sitting right here. Say hello to everyone, Ms. Jones.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to have you two fighting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For you all, I know we, the Clergy Coalition, the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, has about a four-year history partnership with First Energy, and we've had all of the managers who helped us to make sure we're providing jobs and doing energy audits here to come out and roll those programs out to us. But this is the very first time that we have actually had our leader, and I tell people about you all the time, and the fact that you're here, Mr. Jones, is a witness of what I've been saying is true. You are one of the most down-to-earth people I have ever met in my life. You are a true Christian man. Your word is your bond. And I love you, brother. I really appreciate you being here. And just so let's just talk. And Reverend.
Amen to that.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, it's very true. And Reverend Kavanis, when we first started, was wise enough to have Mr. Charles Jones speak at the SCLC event. And I don't know if you know this, but we actually played that speech on the radio broadcast.
We did, after, right.
for the entire broadcast. It was that good. And to really have somebody understand what's happening. We at the Cleveland, the purpose of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition is to bring the church community together so we can have real transformation in our communities. And we know some people think the government is the answer, but we believe that we need private industry businesses entering into our community to have real transformation. So, and they understand that First Energy is leading us in that. And so we're glad to have you here. So whatever you want us to talk about, Mr. Jones, you have the microphone.
Well, thank God for bringing us together 4 years ago.
Yes.
And like you said, we agree that the strength of First Energy is the strength of our communities. And anything we can do to be helpful in those communities is very, very important to us. We've had the privilege to serve the Cleveland area for over 100 years. And we serve 700,000 customers up here in Cleveland. And I look forward to continuing to work with you. Some of the things that we've been doing along the idea of working with you to help us hire kids into our Power Systems Institute program, new lineman training program.
That's right.
Meter readers into our warehousing group.
Yes.
I remember in that first year, we had a job fair at Reverend Cavanaugh's church.
Absolutely.
And began that process. And
absolutely.
So that's been a good start. You know, our foundation serves much of the needs here. We've contributed to the Urban League. Obviously, Tri-C is very important to us.
Yes.
And we just look forward to new and better ways how we can work together.
You know, it is an interesting story. So we should tell folks, Mr. Jones, how our pathways crossed because we are two very different people but have the very same goals. And at the time, and you know, really in my heart, because of I grew up with Reverend Cavanaugh and my dad, I grew up being an activist, pulling for our community, being an advocate. And I was with a group that had been telling me some things that weren't correct. And that's what they would do to you, and had us actually down to protest. They said, Pastor Phillips, can you get a busload of folks to come down to protest at First Energy's board meeting? I said, well, certainly can. We can put that together. We had a busload of pastors and ministers coming down there protesting. And, of course, with my big mouth, I was the loudest mouth down there. And lo and behold, the press did. A First Energy comes out the boardroom. This is a true story, I'll tell you. Out the boardroom, comes down to the sidewalk, and just notices probably the guy with the biggest mouth is the person I need to be talking to. And he said, listen, Pastor Phillips, we're not going to solve any of these problems on this sidewalk. Why don't you come on upstairs and let's have a conversation? I looked at the group that came with me. I had a Don King moment. Said, I may have came with y'all, but I'm going with him. And that has been the history, and it comes to find out, Larry, we and Reverend Cavanaugh knows this, we were being lied to. He told us the truth, what the real deal was, and when we found out that there, and this crazy thing is he's been trying to tell the group that was had us down, he was trying to tell them the same thing, they just wouldn't listen. People get in their mind of one thing, when you believe in the safety of our environment, the safety of our community, and the best prices for our consumers. I mean, you believe that. And so it was easy for us to work together. But now, is that, let everybody know that is a true story.
Well, they say the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Yes.
But as a brand new CEO, to see the buses and the picket signs, but I only did what I know how to do, and that is start a conversation. And
that's right.
That conversation led us to a number of great conversations and
yes.
has led us to where we are today, where
absolutely.
We are truly working together for the better of all of Cleveland.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tell us some of the things that First Energy is continually involved in that we as a community need to know about.
Well, one of the things that we are really trying to get focused on now is our corporate responsibility, and that takes on a lot of different tracks. One is improving the diversity and inclusion of our own company. When you look at our company and you look at the makeup of our workforce, it doesn't mirror the community as well as we would like it to. So we're
right.
focused on that internally, and we're making progress. And thanks to your help and the coalition's help, you know, we're making progress up here in the Cleveland area in particular.
Yes.
But this is something we're focused on across our whole territory, which is 5 states, and we serve 6 million customers across
wow.
5 states.
And you're responsible for all of them, all 5 of those
yes,
states?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Another thing that we're really trying to look at from a corporate responsibility is our environmental footprint. You know, utilities over the years have been labeled as not being as environmentally conscious as they should be.
Right.
But I think we've always been environmentally conscious, and that's what started our conversation right. back 4 years ago. But one of the things we're really focused on now, and we're rolling out programs internally to focus on our waste footprint and our carbon footprint. You know, so that's another key area. And then, you know, just some of the things that we've talked about with our foundation and the things we're doing in the community, I think are another piece of what I think corporate responsibility is all about. And I think if all companies like ours focus on the communities that their businesses are fortunate to be located in, I think, you know, we can make an impact on this country.
Absolutely. And that's what's really important, that I don't mind people making money. I tell folks this. I believe in capitalism, but it's, you have to be responsible. So those folks who are making money should get back to the community to make sure there's jobs and make sure our community is safe. And I'd rather be in the hands of that than the hands of the bureaucrats from the government. I just believe that. That's been just who I am. And I really thank God that we have partnered with you. We're very excited about the corporate jobs that are available. We have accustomed to getting the entry-level jobs for folks, and that's really where the rubber meets the road for ground zero in our community. But we are finding that there are many professional African-Americans in our community who are not getting the jobs that they have been trained for, been went to school for, because of what we, you know, because of America. And so it is good to know that we are now reaching out and finding those corporate positions. And we have a young man now that we're presenting. And that's just a great opportunity, because when you can serve everybody, that's, you know, because so some people may not understand, you can't be a lineman. That lineman's job is you can make a good salary, but that is a tough job. But there's all kind of jobs and opportunities in First Energy. So we are privileged and proud to be able to help with them, provide folks in that workforce. If you are looking for a job and you want to talk to us, we sent out a thing today. You can give us a call, 216-889-7844. That's my personal cell phone number. We're going to be having a job fair this coming Saturday. We'll tell you about that. But if you want to give a call out today, or you want to talk to Mr. Charles Jones right here, you can call the radio station, 216-578-1490, 216-578-1490. Reverend Kavanaugh, why don't you, you want to ask Mr. Jones a question?
No, I personally want to thank Mr. Jones for his concern for our young people in our gala. He made absolutely sure with a tremendous support monetarily to help us with aiding our young folks for education, and we can never thank him enough for that. He was really, his message to young people was dynamic, and to our community was really out of this world, and so we cannot thank him enough for the concern that he's had for helping our young folks to get to college.
Thank you, Reverend. Appreciate that. What are some other things that First Energy is working on that the community should know about?
Well, first of all, in terms of Reverend Kavanaugh and helping young people, you know, I have five of those young people myself. I've been very blessed in my life, but I still recognize the challenges of getting young people into adulthood, and not everybody's as blessed as I am and as blessed as the people who work for First Energy.
Right.
So I think that's a key area that drives us to give back to the community. Yeah, I'm proud of our employees. One of the key things they take on every year is Harvest for Hunger, and raising money for the food banks in the communities that we serve. That just wrapped up here in Cleveland this past year, and our employees at CEI do a fantastic job of supporting that. Next up will be the United Way campaign later this year, and our employees rally behind that every single year.
That's great.
And it's ways where we can encourage all of our employees to individually and as a group give back to the community too. We started something this year called Volunteer Time Off at First Energy. So we actually give 2 paid days for our employees to volunteer in organizations that need help. And all of these organizations out there in the community are looking for leadership, looking for volunteers, looking for people that can help. So by giving every one of our employees a couple days off that they can they can roll up their sleeves and participate personally. I think we can make a difference that way in a lot of different organizations.
Oh, man, that's exciting. I mean, we should send in applications for some Cleveland Clergy Coalition volunteers. And that is fantastic. That's the kind of partnership that we need to highlight and celebrate and let folks know how important it is for us to be engaged with private industry, with folks who are providing services for us. It is so important to understand that. All right, that's our new music. And we thank God it's coming on. We're coming back with Mr. Charles Chuck Jones, President and CEO of First Energy. We got one last segment with him. You can give us a call, 216-578-1490, 216-578-1490. And I had to make sure I introduce everybody else in the studio. I forgot to do that. You'll hear from us right after this break.
We got to do that.
He has no home. He has no food. And his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
There's a girl searching for a father and a friend, praying that the storm is
gone. Ready to buy a home? Need help with your down payment or closing costs? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency may be able to help. Visit them online at myohiohome.org.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
Tea and Honey with Dr. Gwen Jarvis. I was born, raised, and educated locally, weekly to bring tea leaves of my own experience, talents, and training as bold and boundless as a butterfly to enlighten, inspire, and uplift our community and beyond. With stems on education, health, community, civic, spiritual, and the joys of life. Thursdays, 5 p.m., WERE, 1490 a.m., join me for tea.
If you're having a crisis or dealing with a dangerous situation, there is someone who can help. Did you know that RTA buses and trains are safe places? Look for the yellow diamond-shaped safe place signs on all vehicles and at various RTA locations. If you are in crisis, get to a safe place vehicle or location and let the bus or train operator know, and he or she will contact the transit police, whom will immediately get to your location and assist. There is no fee for safe place assistance. Log on to riderta.com/safeplace for more information. This is a WERE public service announcement.
Mo and Mo Jr. Tires and Auto Repair, located at 8202 Superior Avenue. For the best deals in new and used tires plus auto repair, see Mo or Mo Jr. They're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., on Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., serving Cleveland since 1995. If you need oil change, brakes, or auto repair, stop in and see Mo or Mo Jr. Or call 216-231-0059. That's 216-231-0059. Mo also offers road service and they pay the best prices for your junk cars. And for your convenience, Mo has two locations, 8202 Superior Avenue and their new location at 103 in St. Clair, opening June 1st. And remember, if you need tires or auto repair, call Mo or Mo Jr. You'll be riding good through the neighborhood.
Man that doesn't have a place to stay. And for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story.
You can lean on me.
There's a man,
oh yeah,
standing on the corner. He has no home. He has
All right, we're back. The issues of people in the community. I'm Pastor Aaron Phillips, and I have Dr. Kavanis is here with us today. Also in the studio is my main man, side man, whole man, Brother Larry Hagler. Say hello to everyone, Brother Larry.
Hello, Pastor. How's everybody?
Good. And I have to my immediate left the next Aaron Phillips, Reverend Dr. Pastor Kenneth Keith. Say hello to everyone, Pastor Keith. He is...
Hello, Cleveland.
He's in charge of our social media and doing a fantastic job for the coalition. And thank God for y'all being in the studio. And we have our co-host, who's our guest host, I should say, who's going to take over after this segment, Brother Larry Gardner. Come and say, just say hello, Brother Larry. Somebody get familiar.
Good afternoon, Cleveland.
All right. Good with that very nice melodic voice of yours. All right, but we're back. We have the president and CEO of First Energy, Mr. Charles Chuck Jones, as everyone who really knows Chuck Jones, you would not know that he was in charge of a multi-billion-dollar, I think it's $13 billion company. You would not know that he was responsible for a $13 billion company over five states if you just ran into him at Whole Foods. You would just say, oh, there's that dude that I see over there. And I just really, your presence, your humility is what really impresses me the most. Can you tell us, how do you maintain all of that, what you do, without letting that your ego get out of control? Because I know guys who pastor a church with 10 people and they got the hugest ego in the world, you know, have $10 in the bank. You got what I'm saying? So how do you keep your ego in check being over with that massive responsibility that you have?
I think the only way to do that is you have to realize that a company like First Energy is made up of over 11,000 employees, and every single one of them has a valuable role to play in making our company successful. And when I talk to our employees, I talk to them about an idea of a bicycle built for 11,000. And we all have one set of pedals. And if we're all pedaling our own set of pedals as well as we can pedal them every single day, that bicycle is going to move forward pretty fast. And, you know, if we have some of those employees sitting there not pedaling, it's going to move forward, but not as fast. If we have some with their feet on the brakes,
right,
then we've got work to do. And I think my job really is to get all 11,000 as motivated as possible to work their set of pedals and recognize I only have one set of pedals.
Well,
if I try to pedal this bike all by myself,
right,
without 11,000 people helping, it's not going to go anywhere.
That's absolutely right.
So I think that's the only way to do it, is you just have to recognize that the success of a company like ours it's not determined by the CEO. It's determined by those 11,000 people who make it go every single day.
Wow. Well said. Well said. You know, one of the things that as I listen to you, even though the product itself is energy, but you're more concerned about the people is the most valuable thing that you all hold and not the product itself. And I hear that come out of you all the time. And because if you don't have people are always the best resource. And we overlook that so many times. I tell people, I'm in the people business, but if you think about it, we all are in the people business, because without people, you can't do anything. There's absolutely nothing you can. And to hear someone with your massive responsibility to understand that, because sometimes we take people for granted and we lose sight of that. And, you know, just think, well, if I'll just get the next person. No, we have to value people in our community. That's why I do what I do as a pastor and in the community, because I value the people. And it's if you're not, and that's the business that God, Jesus Christ is in. He's in the people business. So we're in the best business of that. So I really, you know, hats off to you on that. Why don't you tell us about some of the challenges it is that you all are having that you want to share with the community, with First Energy, if y'all have any.
Well, all companies have challenges, and I talked about one already, and that is, you know, improving the diversity at our company. And so we're working really hard to do that. Another big challenge for our company is, you know, that over the last several decades, the equipment out there in the field's gotten older and older, and
okay,
it's requiring a lot of investment. and we're investing almost $3 billion a year in replenishing and refurbishing and modernizing the infrastructure that serves our companies. The big challenge in that is doing it in a way that we can still keep our customers' bills as stable and as low as possible, because a lot of our customers just simply can't afford to pay more than they're paying today. Our average customer at First Energy pays about $125 to $135 electric bill, and they can't afford to pay $150 one. So,
that's right.
So modernizing the infrastructure in a way that we can keep bills moderate and obviously deliver value for shareholders too, because at the end of the day, we are a publicly traded company, and if we don't have owners, we're not going anywhere. So balancing all three of those is probably the biggest challenge we have.
Yeah. I mean, often we try to catch up with you, but you're in all different kind of parts, of, you know, from New York to California, meeting with investors, and we didn't even realize that's a part of your responsibilities as a CEO, that you have to, you know, not just deal with the 11 billion people that you work, but you got to deal with the folks who are putting money into the. That's a huge, huge job. You probably don't get much sleep at all.
Oh, I do okay.
You do okay?
I think you said earlier about, you know, we're all in the people business. And I think the most important thing to recognize with that is whoever you're with at the time, you have to be able to focus on and give them your full attention. And if that's investors at one point in time, then you focus on that part of it. But if it's employees, then you focus on employees. And if it's the community, you focus on community. And that day on the sidewalk 4 years ago,
right,
you know, you and your fellow church members who were on that sidewalk carrying signs was the most important thing I needed to do that day. So we spent time talking. And I think if you just stay in the moment and you focus on the people that you're there with at that point in time, and you make them your priority, and they believe that you care about them, then it makes everything else kind of fall into place.
Reverend, that's like music to our ears. That's relationships. You know, that's what it's about, and that's what life is about. And you know, we need to just do that in our just regular family lives. You know, I be going to dinner with my kids, and you know, everybody's got their head down with looking at a telephone. You know, that's not relationship. We're not focusing on. And some of our folks don't even know how to have personal relationships anymore because of the social media and all that. But that is just good leadership. If you didn't learn anything else, what he did right there, that is just good for you. Whether you're an executive in corporate America, or you're a pastor, or a community leader, or a mom, or a dad, or a husband, or wife, that's focus on who you're with at that present moment. And that really would make things better. Boy, that's just good. That's a sermon. I'm going to preach that. Yeah, I will. Well, I'll tell you, it has been a privilege to be working with you on a regular basis, and as you continue to lead other private industries. Can you talk today? Do you get an opportunity to, as you interact with other corporate presidents and CEOs, and kind of share with your heart and, you know, kind of share with them maybe that's some things they could start doing?
Not as much as I would like. I have talked to others about some of the things that we're doing in the community and encouraged others to get involved. I unfortunately don't have time to follow up and track how much they do of that. But I think, you know, that's the big impact that companies like ours can have.
Right.
And, you know, whether it is, you know, a job fair at a church, or whether it's, you know, working with you to fill those vacancies inside all of our companies that make sense. There's roles that every big company in the state of Ohio, in the states that we serve, and in this country, I think can play and help them pull this country together.
Oh, well said. We just sent out an email to our network today because of our work with First Energy and providing entry-level jobs, we have attracted group called Manufacturing Works, and they are the 300 plus manufacturing companies that want us to do the same kind of thing that we're doing for First Energy. So just being that leader in that. So they have approached us, and we're going to be having a job fair, by the way. You'll hear about it on this coming Saturday at 10 o'clock. There are three positions, and we're going to allow 60 people to come and get information, and we're going to take applications and try to fill these three apprenticeships this Saturday at 10 o'clock at Sure House Baptist Church, 113 18 Miles Avenue. I'll make sure that we'll get that out. There are three positions available and very good jobs, and so we're going to be able to do that. Same thing that we're doing for First Energy, we're able to expand that, and so we appreciate that. And we didn't really know that we could do that, but now we know that we can, and be a blessing to other folks. So thank you for your leadership, and we're doing the follow-up. You just do the leading, we'll do the following, all right?
Anything we can do to help with manufacturing works, you let us know.
Absolutely, we will. Thank you for that. All right, God bless you. This is Mr. Chuck Jones, Charles Chuck Jones, President and CEO of First Energy, right here on the people, the issues in the community. God bless you, Mr. Jones. Reverend Taylor, tell everyone a goodbye. We're getting ready to get out of here.
You know, very seldom in one's lifetime does he meet a great man, and this is truly a great man, Mr. Charles Jones.
Well Amen. Said, Reverend. Well said.
Amen.
We're going to go and have a relationship meal with the president and CEO of First Energy. I hope y'all don't mind. If you do, that's okay, because we're still going. But come on, Brother Larry. God bless you. Take care, Cleveland. We love you.
Mo and Mo Jr. Tires and Auto Repair, located at 8202 Superior Avenue. For the best deals in new and used tires plus auto repair, see Mo or Mo Jr. They're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., on Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., serving Cleveland since 1995. If you need oil change, brakes, or auto repair, stop in and see Mo or Mo Jr. or call 216-231-0059. That's 216-231-0059. Mo also offers road service, and they pay the best prices for your junk cars. And for your convenience, Mo has two locations, 8202 Superior Avenue and their new location at 103 in St. Clair, opening June 1st. And remember, if you need tires or auto repair, call Mo or Mo Jr. You'll be riding good through the neighborhood.
You need a new whip, 1-800-NEXT-CAR. You wanna ride fly, 1-800-NEXT-CAR. Forget them other dealers, 1-800-NEXT-CAR. North Coast Auto Mall, 1-800-NEXT-CAR. Hey. North Coast Auto Mall, they gon' have you riding round. Something new, 99 cents down.
Really?
Yeah, it's true. Mm. Hard to believe it though, but trust me people, they have tons of vehicles. North Coast Auto Mall, 3 locations, and they'll work with any credit situation.
Any credit situation.
So don't worry about your credit.
About your credit.
At North Coast Auto Mall, you can get it. You need a new whip, 1-800-NEXT-CAR. You wanna ride fly, 1-800-NEXT-CAR. Forget them other dealers, 1-800-NEXT-CAR. North Coast Auto Mall, 1-800-NEXT-CAR. Visit North Coast Auto Mall and get a new car for as little as 99 cents down. Bring your refund check in for a vehicle and still have money left over for other things you need. At any of our three locations, Broadway and Rockside on the Bedford Auto Mile, Britton Road across from Chapel Hill Mall in Akron, and Pearl and Brook Park in Parma.
99 cents down. For example, amount finance equals 9,000. APR rate 24.9. 48 monthly payments of $297.
This is Reverend Al Sharpton. Join the National Action Network, not because of what we have done, because we have done much, but because of what we are still doing. We need action around voting rights. We need action around health care. We need action around dealing with the injustice in the criminal justice system. Be a member of the Action Network that's out now fighting for you. Call 1-877-626-4651 or go online to www.nationalactionnetwork.net and become a part of the action.
Yeah.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
Drunk driving is 100% preventable 100% of the time. Help us create a future of no more victims at MADD.org. That's MADD.org.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services. For such a time as this.
News Talk Cleveland, WERE, Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3, Cleveland. And streaming live at blackplanetradio.com.
This is for that little child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. And for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story, tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
There's a man.
All right, oh, welcome back to the People and the Issues in the community. My name is, I am taking over for the benevolent Pastor Aaron Phillips and also the benevolent Dr. Reverend E. Thelopius Cabanis. This is Larry H. Gardner doing the co-hosting along with my man over there, Larry Hagler. How you doing, Larry?
I'm doing fine, Larry.
Okay. And today we have with us the lovely young lady that owns the East Side Market. You like to do an introduction? You like to do an introduction with about the East Side Market, sir?
Yes, I would, Larry. We have with us Miss Jennifer Lang. She is the store manager of the East Side Market, and experience the new East Side Market. It's located at East 105 in St. Clair. A full-service supermarket dedicated to serving their customers quality, fresh, affordable meats, fruits, and vegetables. Don't feel like cooking tonight? Let us serve you some of our delights. We have everything and then some, from fried chicken with all the fixings, plus fresh sliced deli meats and cheeses, and our salad bar is to die for. It features over 30 meats, cheeses, and toppings. Complete your dinner at our baking department. With our new lower pricing, you'll be glad you did. And remember, you don't have to leave the hood to eat good.
Mm.
Experience the new East Side Market.
All right.
Welcome, Ms. Lang.
Welcome, Jennifer Lang. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you. So just a question. When did the East Side Market actually open up?
We opened up February 20th of this year.
February 20th?
Yes.
Okay. So how many, tell us, how long have, before you were the manager of the East Side Market, what did you do before?
I manage other grocery stores throughout the states, but I work for Mark's prior to that.
Okay. How was that experience?
It was different. I'm used to grocery stores. Big grocery stores.
Big grocery stores. Yes. So, when you got a chance to get this opportunity to open up to the East Side Market, what was your first thought?
Well, my first thoughts was I seen it in an ad that there was a store manager's position available. I stepped out in faith. I got to see one of the operators. We talked, and I waited a little while before the store was open. Yeah, it was a little wait.
Okay. So as far as, you know, what are the hours of the East Side Market?
Our hours are 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, except Sundays. 8 to 5, but I believe we're going to change that in another week where our Sundays will be 9 to 6.
Okay. So what is all the features that Larry said, what features you offer in the East, the East Side Market, what are they pretty much? Any other features that, you know, the community should take advantage of?
Well, we're going to have our new grand opening on the 23rd of this month, May.
Okay.
And the other side of the building is Neon, which is a healthcare facility.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a cooking demonstration kitchen inside.
Okay. Cooking demonstration?
Yes. That way we will teach. I won't have any involvement with
okay.
that. There will be healthy cooking demonstrations in here. Same things you see over there, you will be able to buy out in our grocery store.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Wolfgang Buck gonna stop by?
And we're gonna have a few celebrities. That is in the work.
Okay.
But I think it'd be local chefs.
Okay. So, as far as the East Side Market is concerned, why should the people in the community, where is it located again?
It is located right at the corner of 105 and St. Clair. And everyone should know where that is. Dead center with the clock tower. And
right in the Glenville neighborhood, correct?
Glenville neighborhood.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes.
That is the, pretty much, if you don't know where that is the corner where McDonald's, Rally's, you know, there's a Dollar Tree, there's a Rite Aid, mm-hmm. pretty much there's everything, a villa for all the millennials out there, if you want to get new shoes, you know, the new Jordans, they right there. So the thing is that as far as why should people shop at the East Side Market?
Well, one, you're getting quality food right in your own neighborhood now. You're not traveling a few miles west or east. You're here in your own community, fresh quality food, meats, and your vegetables. You couldn't ask for anything more.
Mm. Now, the thing about it is like the reason why some of the stores, you know, like I mentioned, Dollar Tree and everything, because of the prices. How are the prices for the East Side Market compared to other grocery stores?
They are comfortable with your normal, what everyone shop at. Dave's. We're even with them, and some prices are even cheaper.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The bakery is cheaper.
Right, bakery is cheaper. I got a sweet tooth, so don't tell me that.
I got a sweet tooth.
Don't tell me that. I won't leave your store. So I will not leave your store. So the thing about it is that this is an African-American-owned business, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so we should patronize it because it is an African-American-owned business that is offering quality foods.
Quality.
Quality vegetables.
Yes.
And pretty much quality prices, correct?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you have anything else? Is there like a customer service? Like usually there's, you know, other stores have, you know, you can buy RTA bus passes, you know, other things, cigarettes, all that other stuff like that. Or it's just, you know, do whatever you need to do. Do you have that, you know, for right now, or do you have something else?
We're working on the lottery
mm-hmm.
and the bus passes right now. Okay. We need to focus on our grocery first,
mm-hmm.
and all the others just come through.
Okay.
We did get our ATM in there, so okay. if you need to get a couple of dollars, you can hit the ATM machine.
Exactly. So as far as, you know, the cashiers, and I see that when I went in there on the grand opening, I came in there, you know, a lot of people supported it. Former councilman in that ward, which is Jeff Johnson.
Yes.
And current councilman have supported that. What is the intangibles for shopping at the East Side Market?
Tangibles are everyone needs to come in and shop.
Mm-hmm.
It was built for the people of Glenville.
All
and
right.
the people of Bretnaw also.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little of everything for everyone. You can also ask if I'm not carrying anything that we can bring in. We will do that in reason.
Okay.
But first, we need the community support.
Absolutely. Mm.
Anything, Larry, you want to add to that?
Yeah, Larry, we're going to push this supermarket to succeed. We want to launch us a Buy Black campaign to support the stores in our community, and particularly the East Side Market. You know, our first East Side Market failed, Brother Larry. Right. We are not going to let this East Side Market fail. We're going to come out and support it. We're going to have the pastors and the Cleveland clergy come out and support it, do repasses, and buy food from there for
And everything else.
That's
We do have a quick call. If you want to call in, 216-578-1490. Caller, are you on the air?
Hey, Jennifer Lang, I have two questions for you, but I'll make this comment.
Are you on the air?
Yes, he's on the air.
The market's going to make it. I'm going to give you that comment for sure, because they've got the right network and support this time. But here are my two questions. First thing in the morning is a lot of people that like to shop. So how many registers do you have in total in the market, and how many are usually open, ready to roll, first couple hours in the morning?
Okay. All right. So thank you, caller, for those two questions. You want to answer those?
I couldn't hear it.
The thing about it is that how many registers you have open in the first thing in the morning, so that's the first one, and how many people are
employed
there?
Right now we have 50 employees. And when we first open, we start off with one register, but there's always a manager, front-end manager, that can jump on. But we have a total of 5 registers on the floor and 1 in customer service.
Okay.
So
all right.
6.
Okay. So we have pretty much everything is in the morning. And he also made a statement. He said that the market will make it because of the community support. It will make it.
Absolutely.
We'll make it because of the community support.
We're
so
make a concerted effort for the success of this market.
Exactly. So we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk with more with the very vibrant Miss Jennifer Lang, the East Side Market, the manager of the East Side Market.
That's right.
And then we'll also come back with another announcement as far as other things. This is The People, The Issues in the Community. I am your co-host for today, Larry H. Gardner, along with Mr. Larry Hagler, taking over for Pastor Phillips and Pastor Cabinets. We'll be right back.
He has no food and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
There's a girl searching for a father and a friend, praying that the storm someday will end. But instead of walking away,
sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Loud music was coming from a car.
Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny.
Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Mo and Mo Jr. Tires and Auto Repair, located at 8202 Superior Avenue. For the best deals in new and used tires plus auto repair, see Mo or Mo Jr. They're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., on Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., serving Cleveland since 1995. If you need oil change, brakes, or auto repair, stop in and see Mo or Mo Jr. or call 216-231-0059. That's 216-231-0059. Mo also offers road service, and they pay the best prices for your junk cars. And for your convenience, Mo has two locations, 8202 Superior Avenue and their new location at 103 in St. Clair, opening June 1st. And remember, if you need tires or auto repair, call Mo or Mo Jr. You'll be riding good through the neighborhood.
1490 WERE Traffic.
Good afternoon. This traffic update sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. If you're in Akron headed southbound 77, you're going to find an accident blocking the left lane just before Wilbeth Road. Police and ODOT are on the scene. If you're headed Interbell southbound, you're going to run into an accident at Chester Ave that's causing some delays. And if you're headed westbound 480, look out for a vehicle fire near West 150th Street. That's along the right shoulder. Every 52 minutes, someone is killed by a drunk driver. Join Mothers Against Drunk Driving at a Walk Like Mad 5K near you. Sign up at walklikemad.org. I'm Lorenzo Ware on Cleveland's News Talk 1490 WEREAM, the People Station.
This is for that little child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay.
All right, we're back with the people, the issues in the community. I am your co-host for today, Larry H. Gardner, taking over the last half of this, along with Mr. Larry Hagler. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Bel Air.
No problem. We're talking with store manager, the lovely Miss Jennifer Lang. And Jennifer, we're talking about buying black in our community. What are your thoughts on that?
That's the only way we make it, when we support ourselves buying black.
Absolutely.
Our other counterparts, they do the same. We should support one another too. And I will throw this out, you know, next week our grand opening, we got some deals.
Grand opening, y'all.
You know, 99 cent a pound ribs.
99 cent a pound?
Step out and support the East Side Market.
Hey, man, come get those 99 cent a pound ribs.
Wait a minute, Memorial Day is right around the corner.
Yes.
So, yeah, so you might want to get those 99 cent pound ribs. So,
hey, man.
And throw them on the grill. So you're going to have others, knowing that Memorial Day is right around the corner, you're going to have some other sales on meat as well?
Oh, yes. We're going to have baby backs on sale, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, chicken is always on sale.
Absolutely. Right. We chicken leaders in the
community. Yes.
And you can never have enough chicken in the
community. Absolutely.
Your deli department, all the salads, 99 cent a pound, and that's all I'm going to tell you. You're going to have to come out and check it out yourself and buy.
Right, that's salad bar. Right, the East Side Market.
And that's a salad, full service salad bar, the East Side Market.
Yes, it is.
Yes, indeed.
Are the vegetables in the salad bar, are they organic or non-organic?
We carry the one salad that is organic. The other is regular.
Okay.
Lettuce and romaine.
Wow. Amen. Mm-hmm.
So you can be healthy if you're worried about, you know, pesticides or whatever. You got organic, you got non-organic, if you don't care about that. But you got a variety at the East Side Market. Mm-hmm. That's over there on 105 in St. Clair in Cleveland, Ohio, in the Glenville area, which we need to support. And I don't care if you're not from the Glenville area.
We need your support.
We just go over there, pretty much. Just go over there. And it's bus line accessible, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so that means the 10, the 1, you know, Uber, Lyft.
All four corners.
Right.
Okay.
If the carrier pigeon is big enough, you can ride that too. So the thing is that you would have to support this particular business, because we as African-American people, we don't have a lot of places that cater to us that, you know, we can shop anywhere. You can
absolutely,
you can say other places, but, you know, unfortunately, you have to get back to the East Side Market to run the place, don't you?
Yes, yes I do.
Okay. So it's just an inspirational thing. If you had anything to say that wants to get into the business where you're getting into, Ms. Lang, a man or woman, what would you tell them before you?
I would tell them to come out and put an application. You start from the bottom and you work your way up. And that's how I did it over my career.
Okay. And are you, and pretty much speaking of buying black, we want to employ black, are you, in, is there, is the East Side Market hiring at this particular point in time?
Not at this time, but we are accepting application because we are getting ready for our new grand opening. Right. So we're fully staffed right now, but you never know what happens down the road. We hope to be able to hire much more to give the supply and demand of the neighborhood.
Okay. So we got to send her away, and it's like so great talking to her.
Well, okay. We don't just send her away, brother. We follow her right to the store, and we buy something from the East Side Market.
Exactly. So we buy something at the table. So we're going to, we're going to have a caller that's going to be calling in right now. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes. Listen, I'll make it quick. Is the East Side Market the same as the West Side Market?
No, the West.
I mean, do they have the same produce?
Do you have the same kind of produce as the West Side Market?
The West Side Market is all vendor stands. That's the old East Side Market. We are a full-fledged grocery store, full-service grocery.
Oh, you're a grocery store.
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's a difference. So you're more like day store?
Correct.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. So, yes, the West Side Market is, which is the old East Side Market, is vendor-based. The East Side Market is a full-fledged grocery store. What is the difference between that?
Well, the vendor store is all stands, just stands, with vegetables and fruit. Yeah. Here at the new East Side Market, it's like going into a Giant Eagle and shopping for canned goods, fresh vegetables, fresh meat. We have it.
Okay.
Full service.
All right, so we have another caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, hello, how are you? What is your
name? I'm well, and yourself?
What is your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Vivian. I'm calling from Bretnall.
Okay. What is your question, Vivian?
Okay. It's not a question, it's a comment. There's a misconception as far as markets and the grocery store. The people in the community was expecting an East Side Market just like the West Side Market, like we had the market many years ago. You have too many places across the street, a dollar store, a Family Dollar. They're selling lower prices than food that you're selling in your grocery store. So they're going to go there. You got to save a lot. You can't beat those prices. A lot of items you do not have in the store. I like coming up there, but you don't have a lot of items. In the black community, black people want their beer, their wine, their lottery, their fried chicken, their fish. You cannot accommodate them, so you're not going to get the customers in there. And people are very dissatisfied.
Okay. That was from Vivian. I understand where you're coming from. What is your rebuttal to that, what she just said, before we go?
We do not have the lottery right now or the beer. We are working on that. But your fried chicken, your fried fish. And quality of food. But we make that to order.
Mm-hmm.
That way you're getting it fresh at all times.
Right.
And if you leave a comment at the store or speak to one of the managers, we'll see what we could do to accommodate you and other things.
Okay. So let me reiterate that before we had to go. Here's the thing. When you have all that other stuff is good, except the simple fact of the matter is that this is an African-American owned grocery store. East Side Market, we need to support our own.
Absolutely.
The big businesses will get their money from other people. but we need to support the East Side Market.
Yes, we do.
All right, so we're going to, so Ms. Lang, thank you very much. I know you got to go back and run the store before they run your ragged, so make sure you beat this traffic.
Lang, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for hearing
from us more and more as we shop at the East Side Market.
All right, I'm coming tomorrow to get some donuts.
Okay, I look forward to seeing you.
All right.
Standing on the corner, he has no home. He has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
The proceeding was a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management. WERE Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3, Cleveland.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
Mo and Mo Jr. Tires and Auto Repair, located at 8202 Superior Avenue. For the best deals in new and used tires plus auto repair, see Mo or Mo Jr. They're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., on Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Serving Cleveland since 1995. If you need oil change, brakes, or auto repair, stop in and see Mo or Mo Jr. Or call 216-231-0059. That's 216-231-0059. Mo also offers road service and they pay the best prices for your junk cars. And for your convenience, Mo has two locations, 8202 Superior Avenue and their new location at 103 in St. Clair, opening June 1st. And remember, if you need tires or auto repair, call Mo or Mo Jr. You'll be riding good through the neighborhood.
NewsTalkCleveland.com. This is a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management.
For that little child with no father, for that man that doesn't have a place to stay, and for that little boy.
All right, we're back with the people, the issues in the community. This is Larry H. Gardner co-hosting along with Mr. Larry Hagler. Now, we thank you, Jennifer Lang, and thank you, Chuck Jones, for coming in along with Pastor Phillips and Reverend E.T. Cavanis of Pastor Phillips of Shore House Baptist Church and Reverend Cavanis of Greater Abyssinia Baptist Church. So, speaking of pastors, there's a pastoral appreciation banquet for the Reverend Dr. David and Sister Mary W. Hunter. This is a chosen soldier in the Army of the Lord, 2 Timothy, chapters 2, verses 3, verses 4. It's at the Greater Abyssinia Baptist Church, May 17th, which is this week, May 17, 2019, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's the Greater Abyssinia Baptist Church, 1161 East 105th Street in Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. The payment for the particular pastor appreciation celebration is $40 for adults. Kids, 25 who are 12 and under. Adults are 40. Kids, 25 for 12 and under. So if you want to come out and have a good time and eat some great food. I know they cook there at the Greater Abyssinia Baptist Church, so you might want to just go ahead and do that. And it's for a great cause. You know, pastors do not get appreciated. That's the 47th Pastoral Appreciation for Pastor David L. and Mary W. Hunter, 2019. Just wanted to make that announcement. Now, Larry, we got some stuff coming up.
We got our Black History Moment, Brother Larry.
Who is the featured person in the Black History?
We're going to honor Sister Rosetta Thorpe today.
Mm-hmm.
Rosetta Thorpe was born March 20th, 1915, and Cotton Plant, Arkansas.
Cotton Plant, Arkansas?
Yes, sir. She was encouraged by her mother's preacher and to begin singing and playing the guitar. She was a prodigy at the age of four. And in 1921, you know, at the age of six, she joined her mother as a regular performer in a traveling evangelical group for audiences across the South.
Mm-hmm.
On October the 31st, 1938, at age 23, Thorpe recorded for the first time gospel music.
Okay.
Her first recordings, which included Rock Me and The Lonesome Road, made her an overnight success and influenced many rock and roll singers such as Elvis Presley,
mm-hmm.
Jerry Lee Lewis,
okay.
and Chuck Berry.
Wow.
Although she became successful, many churchgoers were shocked by the mix of gospel-based lyrics and secular music. You know?
All right.
But she performed in 1947. She put a 14-year-old Richard Pettyman on stage, named him Little Richard.
Okay. You know,
her recordings on stage on Strange Things Happening Every Day has been credited as the first gospel song to cross over to the race, later called the R&B charts. Influenced performers all over the world, from Elvis to Aretha Franklin and Isaac Hayes, named the original soul sister and the godmother of rock and roll. We honor Miss Rosetta Thorpe.
Rosetta Thorpe. Oh, my goodness. You know, you don't realize that there's a lot of people that influenced music and did crossover stuff, you know, some people before their time. And
absolutely,
she worked
brother.
With the biggest names. You know, she said Elvis, you know.
Elvis. Taught Elvis how to play the guitar.
Right.
There.
You said Elvis and Little Richard.
Little
that pretty
Richard,
much
Chuck
that.
Berry.
And Chuck Berry. I think we can go, like, I think that, you know, we can, when you say Elvis Presley and Little Richard, I think we can stop there. If you work with those two in your lifetime,
amen.
You obviously doing something right.
Amen.
And God has blessed you with a lot of talent. I wish I had that. At least I had a lot of talent. So this is. I know this is post-Mother's Day, and I just wanted to celebrate my mother, Anita Franz. She's working hard. You know, I understand a lot of people, if your mom is no longer with you, please keep them in your memory.
Amen.
Because of the simple fact of the matter is moms are important. And
yes,
we
they
just,
are, brother.
We, and speaking of moms and African-American women, we just had an African-American woman, Ms. Jennifer Lang, leave to go back to manning the East Side Market and doing the Buy Black movement. Now, you talked about something about the Buy Black movement. Brother Larry, what do you want to say about
that? We want to encourage our residents in the Glenville area to shop at the East Side Market. We want you to buy black. When we say buy black, you don't have to spend every dollar you have buying black, but pick out an item that you use every day. Your milk, your bread, whatever it is that you might use on a regular basis, buy it at the East Side Market. We cannot afford to let this East Side Market fail like the first East Side Market
mm-hmm.
failed. So we have a Buy Black campaign we want to push. We want all the citizens of Glenville to come out and support the new East Side Market.
Right.
A wonderful full-service grocery store.
Right.
You know, with name brand items at affordable prices. Now, we always get in the car and we can put $20 worth of gas and ride to Steel Yard and spend all our money down to Steel Yard and
Walmart.
We can ride down Chester mm-hmm. Avenue and spend our money down there. But mm-hmm. let's spend our money at the East Side Market. Let's make sure this full service, wonderful supermarket succeeds in our community. You can't do kingdom building without a supermarket.
I understand that. And here's the thing, and I'm just going to say this as far as being a consumer advocate. You talk about Dollar Tree, okay. You talk about Walmart, which you mentioned, Steel Yard, Wally World. It's all about everything else. But if you can get, and nobody's saying not to spend your money there, but if we spend at least 25% to 30% of all the money that we earn from work with our African American community, with the other African American businesses, just FYI, me and my sister, we couldn't decide on a Mother's Day present. My sister, Sharisa, really just recently got married. And my son's birthday was in May. So we were trying to get something that my mother would love and never, you know, would never have before or enhance what she had. My mother loves purses. And my sister found in Beechwood an African-American woman who's a purse maker. The purse maker was, and I forget, and the thing about it is, like, she didn't give me the name, but I think I know who this is because I've seen her around before. The purse maker had a Michelle Obama purse.
All right.
And it was wonderful. It had a little clutch, everything, and it was $60. Now, you know, $30 a piece between me and my sister and some other stuff that she wanted, and got something from an African-American restaurant that my mother loves to eat. And we got those things going on. So the thing about it is that you can shop. We spent our Mother's Day on our mother at two African-American businesses. Amen. So when you say that there's no good African-American businesses, you got to look for them. You got to look for them.
Absolutely, brother. They're out there. They're all in our neighborhood, but we have to support those businesses.
Mm-hmm. And it's a simple fact of the matter is that not only did you support the businesses, but support the people that are doing, you know, my shows and other shows like this are about African-American businesses and African-American empowerment. Because if you spend your money with African-American businesses, you put the black dollar in the black community to improve your black neighborhoods.
Absolutely, brother.
And you know, improve the quality of life of African-American and minority people. Everybody else does it.
Absolutely.
We have a problem with that. And I think that the thing is that there's a solution. And, you know, Chuck Jones, who was here from First Energy, you know, I thank God for him. Shout out to him for coming in and talking about helping out the community and the neighborhoods and everything else like that. From one protest.
Amen.
To, you know, being here, helping out the African-American communities and giving African-Americans positions to where they can improve their lives, to spend with African-American companies, and to keep the community safe from, you know, crime and other things that would make people idle or not to spend any money at all.
This is how you grow your community, Brother Larry. Mm-hmm. They do it in other communities. The Jewish community doesn't have a problem spending their money in their community.
Mm-hmm.
They spend their money 7 times in their community before it leaves out.
True.
Now, if we could duplicate that and spend our money 7 times in our community before we take it to Steelyard Common, we can grow our community on these sides.
Right. You know. Well, we should do that. Maybe it's like seven times. I just gave you two instances where we spent our money in our own community with our own businesses.
Yes.
So if we can do that, double what me and my sister did.
Absolutely.
4 times, then we'll improve the way of life and then increase it to 7 and increase it to more.
Yes.
You know, and also if you want to have African-American clothing lines. If you're tired of the other clothing lines disrespecting, you know, your intelligence, we had some boycotts. Go take the money. You spend it online all the time. Research Google. That's why we have social media, Google, Facebook, Instagram, everything. Research the African-American designers. I've done that. You'll find out that those designers, if they're locally or nationally, they'll ship to you. It's a cheap brand, and it's something that nobody's really ever seen before, or they've seen before.
Absolutely.
So, we have anything else coming up, Larry?
I think we should have Stacy Pope with our community news coming on soon.
When is she calling in?
she normally calls in about this time with the community message for us.
Okay. I just want to talk about the speaking community message. There was a message sent as far as African-American people spending money in the community, you know, today, and just getting opportunities. And I think that the one thing that we always search for is opportunity for African-American people to do, to improve their life. That's exactly what we want. That's why,
absolutely.
This is why these shows exist, for people to improve their life. And just going to make a last announcement about the Pastoral Appreciation Banquet for Reverend Dr. David L. and Sister Mary W. Hunter. And that will be at Greater Abyssinia Baptist Church, May 17, 2019, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's after work. At the Greater Abyssinia Baptist Church, 1161 East 105th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. Also, the Manufacturing Job Fair, shout out to the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The job fair starting at 10 o'clock at Sure House Baptist Church, 11318 Miles Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44122.
What time is that going to be again?
That's 10 o'clock a.m. this Saturday coming up. So if you're looking for a job in manufacturing, there's 3 positions available. You're going to have the first 60 come down. I just want to make sure that I made that announcement. That's at 10 o'clock a.m. If you're not doing anything on a Saturday, then you need to come there. I don't care, rain, sleet, or shine. Check out what's going on and make sure that, you know, if you have a resume, bring your resume.
And these positions are through First Energy.
They're manufacturing. They may or may not be. Okay. I'm not for sure. Okay. But, you know, just come out and check them out. There's some information. Even if you're not applying, get some information for somebody else you know that needs the work.
Absolutely.
So right now, we're waiting for Stacy, correct?
Yes, we are waiting on Stacy. She should be calling in soon.
Okay. But besides that, you know, until she does, just want to elaborate on what's your experience with the experience I have with African-American people and African-American businesses is this. I feel like all African-American businesses should be supported. You may talk about the customer service, but you get bad customer service anywhere. But as far as African-American people are concerned, we need to support our African-American businesses and to make sure that, and it's not just the hairdresser in the back of your mama's garage. We're talking about not just barbers, because we have a lot of those, not just churches, we have a lot of those. We're talking about people that make and create clothing, make and create parts, and also create and fix, you know, anything else, auto mechanics and everywhere else like that. So we are going to make sure that we support those people that do, that own a business, because number one, as an African-American business, creates jobs for African-American people.
That's right, Brother Larry.
It's 2 + 2 = 4. I don't know what kind of equation that, or 1 + 1 = 2, that, you know, that simplifies it for me, you know, and I'm not a mathematician. I'm just saying that if you have an opportunity to create a job for somebody, and a lot of people talk about hairstylists, but, you know, those hairstylists, especially putting, you know, like, if you, like, they make a lot of money. Like, let's just, you know, how much did you pay for your hair? $60 to put this in and everything else. I'm like, $60, and you multiply that by how many people per day? You multiply that, like, if you charge $60, it takes maybe like 3 hours. You work a 14-hour shift, and you do like 6 people, $60. Ooh-wee, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
That's a lot of money, especially like, and if you got to pay booth rent or whatever, that's pretty much, after you pay that, then you're pretty much good to go. My barber, shout out to my barber, Jeff Thomas at Carl's Barbershop, works 6 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., 6 days a week. Monday through Saturday. Now, his haircuts last, and I've been in there for a while, reasonable price, $15 to $16 per cut. He'll give you a break if he knows you. But $15 to $16 per cut. Sometimes lower. Average 13. Within a 14 hours, I think he sees like over maybe 20 people per day.
Wow.
Multiply that by per day. And then, and he owns the shop. Him and his brother own the shop. But Jeff has more clients than anything. You have to take like an appointment. And think of all the, you know, and, you know, Kingdom Cuts, my shout out to my friend Grady Nunn Jr., you know, who just recently got married. Congratulations to him and his new wife. Right. You know, he charges 15, 16, so it's a lot. And it's not just a lot, but the mechanics, you know, you have certified mechanics that are African American that have their own shops.
Right.
That work hard. Yeah. And do the right thing.
And we have to support these businesses in our community, brother, so that they stay.
We want them to stay in business because they employ other people.
Absolutely.
You know, like, there's some chefs that employ their children.
Yes.
And teach their children how to cook, how to be culinary, because everybody can't be a Kawhi Leonard making the last second shot. And, you know, and against the Sixers, you know, in Toronto, or you know, everybody can't be a Steph Curry or Kevin Durant or LeBron James. Everybody right, can't bro. Be those, you know. Everybody can't be an Odell Beckham, you know. And you have to support, and we have to support. Okay, and we have to do the word of the week. What's the word of the week?
The preacher's gonna call.
Okay, the preacher's gonna call in with the word of the week. Is he on? All right, so the preacher's going to do the word of the week. But here's the thing. Hello?
I'm the house phone. It sounds better.
Oh, okay. How are you doing? And this is Larry H. Gardner. I'm doing the pitch hitting today. So I'm the relief pitcher.
Okay, can you hit on the house
phone? Are we on the air, Larry?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm calling you from here. That we have Pastor Hunter.
Yes.
Let me just say, folks, tell Pastor Hunter is the pastor of Bright Star Baptist Church, 13028 Shaw Avenue. And you've been out. How long you been there, Pastor Hunter?
47 years.
47 years. God bless you, and we'll be celebrating you your 47th anniversary this coming Friday. Isn't that right?
Yes,
May 17th, 6 o'clock p.m.
Right at Great Abbot.
Where's the banquet celebration?
It's going to be at the Great Abbot Senior Baptist Church.
On
the time in Tacoma, Dr. Cavanaugh.
Dr. Cavanaugh is the senior pastor there, and we'll be there with you to celebrate 47 years of great leadership to our community. And if tickets are still available, they're only $40. And if you need a ticket, you can call me, 216-889-7844. All right, Pastor?
The cutoff time is going to be about Wednesday night. It's going to be the last, and we're looking forward to a great turnout and give the people a chance to buy the food, but we're looking for a good time to eat and fellowship.
Fantastic.
Amen.
That's this Friday night at 6 o'clock. We'll be with Pastor Hunter. Now, Pastor Hunter, Bright Star, what time does the morning worship service start?
10:45 every Sunday morning, and we have a praise and gospel and good teaching and singing and all, every Sunday.
Okay. All right, Brother Larry, we're going to have Pastor Hunter give us the word of the week.
Wait,
you know you want to get a good word. You're on that side of town, near East Cleveland, 13028 East Shaw Avenue. Then we'll go ahead, Pastor Hunter, give us the word of the week. What's the Lord saying to you?
Okay, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Go ahead.
Okay, my word of the week is basically, as we have a theme at Bright Star, and I think John chapter 1, verse 41 says, Andrew first found his brother Simon, and says, and we found the Messiah is being interpreted, the Christ. And I think that's the thing that we need most of all in witnessing, evangelizing in all of our churches, that we go out and let people know that nobody is so far from the grace of God that they cannot be saved. God is waiting to save anybody and everybody that will listen to him and come to him and believe that he is the reward of him that diligently seek him. And that's what we are hoping and praying, that we can make a difference in the lives of our community, cut down on the violence, and give young people something, somewhere to go, something to do to praise God. And so we hope and pray that somebody listening will believe that, trust that, and go and find their brother that's just in Christ and invite them to Christ.
Amen.
What a word.
What a word.
Preach, thank preach. You, Pastor Hunter. Yeah, that was a good word, Brother
that
Larry.
That was a great word. Preach.
Yes, yes. We need to be evangelizing the world. Thank you, Pastor Hunter. Senior pastor of Bright Star Baptist Church, celebrating 47 years of ministry this Friday, 6 o'clock, Greater Abyssinia Baptist Church. We'll be there, and we'll also, if you want a good church to go to, at 1045. On that side of town, north side of town, Bright Star Baptist.
I do have a guest in the morning. Let me talk about Pastor Alan Jenkins from Big St. Louis, Mississippi. He's going to be preaching for me that Sunday morning. He's going to be at the banquet Friday night.
Fantastic. And Pastor Hunter, just so everybody knows, who's preaching your banquet, Pastor Hunter?
I just don't know, other than the Dr. Aaron Stiller will be our guest speaker.
That's right.
We're looking forward to the grand time. Great friend of mine, a loving dearly, and he's been over and been a blessing to Bright Star many, many times.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor. I'm looking forward. I'm honored to be able to do that. All right, Brother Larry, we're signing off. You all have a great week. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you.
God bless you.
All right, God bless you,
Pastor. Woo! Make you want to sing. Yes. Yes, you can contact Pastor Phillips for those tickets for Pastor David Hunter's 47th anniversary of Bright Star Academy. Have you been to Bright Star?
Yes, sir. I've been to Bright Star.
How is that?
It's a beautiful church, right around the corner from my house.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Amen. Yes. You can attend Shore House from 9 to 11, and out of that, go
and
right
to
the Bright Star
afterwards.
Right. So
and then make it to the banquet.
Exactly.
You know?
And so the banquet actually is this Friday, May 17th. This Friday from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. So you don't have to, you know, if you want to go out somewhere Friday, go there.
How much are those tickets, Brother?
I had $40 for adults, $25 for children. So
Let's come out and support that, Pastor. 47 years of serving the community.
47 years. You know, some relationships today don't last 47 minutes.
Amen.
One bad like on social media and you are out the door. But I'm going to leave that alone. But anything, Brother Larry, you got to say?
We just want to urge our community to come out and support the East Side Market. We want to have a Buy Black campaign. All the black businesses in our community, they need your support. We need you to come out and patronize those businesses. Let's figure out a reason to support them and not a reason not to support them. There ain't about no prices too high. They ain't no high in the other stores and the bodegas and the little dirty supermarkets that we've been forced to patronize. Prices are no higher than those. And we got variety and we got quality name brand items at the East Side Market. Right. So let's come out, Glenville, and support the East Side Market. It's important to all of us that this market stays there.
Right. We need to, like I said before, you know, any African-American business that you've been supporting, please do that. You know, the East Side Market, and you got barbershops around there, you got other people around there, and it's about people keeping employment. If you don't support the business, how are they going customers, you know?
Absolutely.
Right. Customers are the driving force behind any business. And if you don't have customers, then you don't have a business. You don't have people patronizing, you have a business. So it's not just the East Side Market that needs support. It's the other businesses that are surrounding it also that need the support. Because if you don't have, you know, grocery stores, you can buy wherever you want to buy. You can go anywhere you want to go to. That's how Steel Yard, you know, stays survive. You got not only Walmart, then after the Walmart, there's a Subway in the Walmart. There's a bank in the Walmart.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then there's a couple other places around there. There's a Sprint, T-Mobile, all that down there. Yeah. But you have the same things in your neighborhood, you know, especially even if you don't live in the Glenville neighborhood. I support the Lee Harvest Shopping Center all the time because I live in the neighborhood.
Right. Absolutely.
And then I'm going to find, and then I'm going to go support over all the cross town to the East Side Market. Like I said, I'm going to get some donuts.
Absolutely.
Because that's where they're going. So we're out of here. And thank you very much for having me. This is Larry H. Gardner pitching in along with Larry Hagler.
My pleasure, Brother Larry, to be with you here.
All right. And usually I say this on my show. I'm going to say it here. If nobody churches that they love you today, I love you. Please join us back with Pastor Phillips and Pastor Cabinets next week. They'll have some very exciting things for you. And come out to the celebrations and make sure that you stay positive, stay strong.
All right.
Thank you.
Love you, Cleveland.
Love you, Cleveland. And his blue skies are gone. Yes, it is. Can you hear him crying now?
The proceeding was a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management. News Talk Cleveland, WERE, Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3 Cleveland. And streaming live at blackplanetradio.com.